This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
It's been 2 months since George Floyd was killed by a Minneapolis police officer who kneeled on his neck for 9 minutes. The officer charged with Floyd's murder had a long history of complaints against him, which were documented by the department. Some critics say police unions and the contracts they negotiate can shield officers from serious consequences when they are accused of misconduct. As Bridget Bowden reports, Wisconsin state law limits the power of police unions to shape officer discipline more than in many parts of the country.
Like other unions, police unions negotiate with municipalities to determine things like wages, benefits, and how officers are disciplined when they do something wrong. Critics have said that some police union contracts negotiate away accountability for cops who may be abusing their power. Jim Palmer is the executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, the state's largest law enforcement union.
We represent officers working in Wisconsin's towns, villages, and cities, as well as most of the deputy sheriffs.
He says the contracts in Wisconsin have little to do with discipline.
We don't have contractual language that insulates officers from having to cooperate with those types of internal investigatory interviews.
The advocacy organization Campaign Zero says some police union contracts enable officers to raise grievances about discipline against them, in some cases using an outside arbitrator to reverse disciplinary decisions and reinstate officers who've committed misconduct. A Wisconsin Public Media review of contracts in 8 major Wisconsin cities found that Green Bay, Kenosha, Madison, and Racine explicitly bar officers from filing grievances in an attempt to overturn disciplinary actions. The contracts in Beloit, Milwaukee, Waukesha, and Wausau do allow officers to file grievances in response to some discipline, which can escalate to arbitration. But in municipalities across the state, a different entity holds huge sway over police disciplinary procedures.
In Wisconsin, police discipline is in the purview of the Police and Fire Commission.
That's former Madison mayor and current arbitrator, Sue Bauman. She says most police disciplinary proceedings in Wisconsin won't be decided by an arbitrator, but by a Police and Fire Commission. PFCs are required by state law for municipalities with 4,000 or more residents. The members are appointed by the mayor and are responsible for hiring and firing police chiefs, conducting disciplinary hearings, and doling out discipline for serious offenses, including firing. Just last week, the Milwaukee Commission issued a list of directives to Chief Alfonso Morales. The commission's executive director, Griselda Aldrete, made it clear that if he doesn't complete the list, he could lose his job.
Be it further resolved that failure to comply fully and promptly with these directives shall result in disciplinary action by the board, including discharge, suspension, or reduction.
Bauman says the PFC system is far from perfect. The disciplinary process can be slow, and state law allows officers awaiting discipline to continue to collect pay.
Pending the investigation and then pending the hearing before the Police and Fire Commission has led to things being drawn out so long that people probably forgot exactly what happened.
Don Taylor is a professor in the University of Wisconsin-Madison School for Workers and has done paid work for police and other unions. He says the nature of police work and the unique power police hold to wield deadly force sets police apart from other public workers.
I would assume that law enforcement officers are probably subject to internal investigations much more frequently than folks that work in a nursing home or teachers or other types of public employee and private sector employee.
Given the stakes, it's inevitable that police misconduct and how it's handled will continue to be an intensely debated topic in Wisconsin and beyond. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.